Order, please.
Well, can I ask an advisory?
You have ballots. They will be collected in...
Excuse me. I received two ballots.
No, I'm sorry.
Only vote once. That's always the rule. If we have too many ballots, we'll have to do it again. Guys, order. Hold one ballot up in your hand when you are finished voting. Deposit it into the white box.
The numbered ballot, because the numbers are all mixed up, so that nobody knows who it is.
Okay.
But they're numbered, they're official.
And then tell them about the thing. Voting in order, one candidate. I guess you don't have to.
Only one.
She's collecting
in the white box. There need to be the same number of ballots as there are people at the table. All right. If they are permissible, I'd like to ask a couple of members to oversee the count. We were thinking...
Mitch is volunteering.
Mitchell will be fine. Is there another member from the audience who would like to do so?
Letter. Good, they're two
different sides. Bob, that'll be fine.
Good.
And you'd like to watch as well? Good, that'll be fine. Okay. Okay. Everybody comfortable with Bob and Mitch as our observers, as our counters?
Everybody.
Okay.
Wow, it makes our brain
kill. All right.
I know, I feel like it.
Tell us.
In the name of Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
I know you mean Clarence Thomas, okay. The union member from Local
Okay.
Canada, the Longshoremen's Union.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd
take
my vote.
Yeah, I'm a big... Okay. Yes. I'm a big fan of getting back to business, but my guess is we'll all be too distracted waiting for the results, so I think we will go ahead and take an adjournment for 3 minutes.
3 minutes adjournment.
Madam Chair, Summer, hello, are the mics on?
I'm sorry, is someone asking?
Yeah, what happened to the finance report that we were supposed to get before these elections?
I distributed the...
No, it's on the agenda, not for distribution, but for discussion. We were supposed to get it electronically also.
Electronically, but you do have your hard copy, yes?
Right, it's on the agenda for discussion.
No, I know that.
So what happened to that? That was supposed to happen.
What's happened is we're so far off agenda for the whole weekend. We need to decide that as a group. Everything about the agenda is triaged with the group at this point. I'm not unilaterally making those decisions. I'm only making suggestions. Folks, can we have some order so the election supervisors can count the ballots, please? You can talk, but could you talk a little more moderately, please, so they can hear? Thank you.
All right, we can talk later.
Totally.
I know you're
close. That's what I wanted.
I said I wanted you to do
it. It's right there. It's right there.
I just don't want you to get it.
Thank you.
No, not at all. No, I like you. It's like
No, it'll help the group more. It'll clarify things. There's too many of like Miss Potato Head, it doesn't work.
You know, there is one thing that I am a really good person.
Yeah, I think that part of the merger was cut me off.
Yeah, we have to figure it out.
Call the meeting back to order temporarily. We do have results, so we will have a new chair. Can all the members take their seats, please, and can the audience be quieter? All right. Calling the PNB meeting back to order. The results are Summer Reese, 15 votes. Margie Wilkinson, 7 votes. Congratulations, Summer.
Thank you.
And the chair of the 2013 PNB will take over from here. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. What's your seat again? Do you have anything to say on climate change?
That'll be my next
campaign
statement.
Thank the Academy. Let's move on. Yes, I would like to thank the Academy.
Okay, thank you. We'll next thank you, everyone, colleagues, all my colleagues. Next, we'll open up nominations for vice chair, please. Do we have nominations?
Yes, we do.
I see Tracy and then Brian. Go ahead, Tracy.
I would like to nominate Heather Gray.
There's a second from Apollinar. Brian?
I'll nominate Margie.
Welcome back. You decline. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Brenda?
I nominate Janice.
Well, thank you very much. I feel like I'm too new to be considered at this time.
Okay, thank you, Janice. Are there any other nominations?
Thank you very much.
Nancy?
I did not. Who's nominated?
Heather Gray is nominated.
I'm good.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? If they're not, we can accept Heather by acclamation. Okay, are there no objections? Okay, great. Congratulations, Heather. Thank you.
I want to thank you all.
Thank you. Welcome. All right. Next, we'll take nominations for secretary. I see Teresa Allen. Folks, order, please.
I nominate Richard Uzel for secretary.
Richard Uzel has been nominated for secretary. Is there a second?
Okay.
Second from Apollinar. I should give this one to King. Okay. Are there any other nominations for secretary? Brian?
Apparently, I'll nominate Brenda Medina.
Okay, do you accept the nomination, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second from Janice. Okay. Are there any other nominations for secretary? We presently have Richard Uzel and Brenda Medina. John Crumshaw?
I'll nominate Richard Uzel.
Oh, he's been nominated. He's been triple nominated. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Okay, are there any other nominations besides the two current nominees, Richard Uzel and Brenda Medina? And hearing none, nominations are closed. Thank you. Okay, we will follow the same course of action. We allow each candidate a two-minute statement. Do we wish to have Q&A for these nominees as well for secretary? Okay, we'll follow the same practice unless there's some objection to that, which is 15 minutes maximum. We don't have to use all of it if not necessary.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Tickert, Edward Tickert.
I'll just say I supported Q&A because I wanted to dig into the role being of ED and chair being
sure.
Split. I don't personally feel the need to have another 15-minute discussion about secretary.
Okay.
So don't send us that way.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm just checking. All right, so Lydia?
But then... You weren't chairing. I'm not sure. Are you also? Are we doing something about recording secretary as well?
We can deal with that as a separate issue. That's subsidiary.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Sure. Someone can raise that issue. We'll deal with that. But first, let's deal with the regular board secretary position. Okay. So we have two nominations, two candidates. I'd like to let the candidates each address the board for 2 minutes each. And if someone has a question, I'll acknowledge you, and we'll just keep it short and moving. Brenda, would you like to go first? Folks, could we have everyone's attention, please? Thank you.
Well, the reason why I want to run for secretary is that I'm a good listener, and I like to take good notes, especially for myself. I've been taking notes in order to give a written report to our LSB because none of my directors from KPFK since I've been on the board have ever given me a written report. So I think in that sense, I'm doing my due diligence to try to give them a written report, and I would want to do that for you all right now or for this year. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda. Next speaker would be Richard Uzel. Thank you. You have 2 minutes, Richard.
Thank you, folks. First off, I take just straight up notes. I mean, straight up minutes. They're not. They don't favor anybody. They just, and they don't. I don't load up my minutes with a lot of conversation. In fact, I don't load up my minutes with any conversation. Robert's Rules of Order say that minutes should be about what happened at a meeting, not what was said at a meeting. Secretary at KPFT LSB for approximately 6.5 years. I was a PNB recording secretary for a year and a half. The format that we use, in fact, the main aspects of the format on this agenda is a format that I created. The minutes I take are in the on the website if you want to go look at them, but I will be a fair and non-partial secretary, and I look forward to working for you guys, and that's about all I have to say.
Thank you, Richard. Do any of the members have questions, or shall we proceed to a vote? Okay, so let us proceed to a vote, please. Thank you. Certainly. Go ahead, John.
I'm not familiar with this secretary, and then Lydia's talking about reporting secretary.
We'll have to have that as a separate discussion afterwards, if we may. Let us take the vote, and then we can discuss recording secretary and what that has meant. But first we have to do this. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead and mark down your favorite candidate, please. Thank you.
Janice, everyone's holding their ballots out.
I'm sorry. Did you wish to be acknowledged, Janice?
I did. As I'm new, I'm obviously not understanding the procedure. I'm not understanding if I'm making a decision about secretary, but I, in fact, do not know the role of the recording secretary. Then I find it difficult to make a form for.
Sure. Let me explain that, please. The secretary is a board role, a board function, the board secretary. In the past, we have had secretaries, for one reason or another, who felt it was necessary to have someone else take the actual minutes and to be secretary in name only. And as a result, we pay someone to record our minutes and actually do the work because it was not happening. But this was the choice of a previous secretary to have someone else that would actually functionally produce the minutes. And so that is a functionality position and is at the discretion of the secretary in terms of, do you feel you need that support or are you able to actually take the minutes and function as a real secretary? But the role of secretary for which we're voting, the voted upon role, is this role is an officer position and is legally the secretary who could sign documents and things of that nature. The recording secretary is like just a functionary.
May I ask a follow-up?
Yes, of course.
Expense
yes.
to the organization.
Oh yes,
because he or she is transcribing the tapes.
It's precisely that person transcribes, and it's a considerable expense, actually.
Yes.
Yes, Lydia.
And it's in the bylaws that you can have a recording secretary, and they don't have, and you can also have a board officer secretary that doesn't have to be part of a member of the board. However. Last year, we voted for the recording secretary. It wasn't up to the secretary. But that aside, the history is that we have multiple years with huge gaps because a board member is also busy listening to motions, participating, or whatever, and for whatever reasons, right? Ever since we've had the recording secretary.
Okay, just functionally.
I'm saying that's how we came to a recording secretary.
Yes, we need to take the vote. The votes are being taken. Anyway, yes, it's a permissible functional position.
Jen,
Right, yes. Now we're voting between the two.
Between Margie Wilkinson
who
and
will be secretary.
The actual, I'm sorry.
Not Margie.
Friend, and forgive me. Yes, this is the actual board position, an officer position recognized by law. This is the secretarial position that we are voting on right now. We shouldn't keep.
Both candidates indicated that they are willing to take the minutes themselves. Is that correct?
I did. Yes.
You said yes, Richard. Okay.
That's correct.
There's no recording secretary thing because neither of them will require one.
Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry, Monica. Did you need a point of clarification? If it's discussion. Okay.
Yeah. Neither of them.
Yes, go ahead. You can go ahead, Manish.
So we are not going by this, by Brent. I'm sorry, I have a problem. By hearing Brenda and Richard, my understanding is that by they assuming the responsibility, so we are not going to hire a person to do the transcripts and all that. Okay, Mr. Richard, is that true about you?
Let's let the voting conclude. I think one. There's another ballot over here, uncollected. Let's continue the other discussion after we've completed the vote count on the main officer position. Thank you. Yes.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Of course,
Madam Chair.
It just isn't.
Summer Reese.
I'm sorry.
I said Madam Chair three times. I thought perhaps.
Sorry, because someone's speaking to me right now. That's why.
Okay. I didn't realize we had broken.
No, we hadn't broken, but someone was asking me a question.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't.
Before those ballots are tallied, I really think we need to clarify this whole recording secretary issue. And I'll tell you why, because my understanding is that the last time Richard Uzel was on the board as a member and was recording secretary, we were paying him $25 an hour. So I just need us, and I'm asking the chair, I just need us to be clear about what, in fact, those votes represent.
We're voting on the board chair position. It's totally separate and apart from any arrangements regarding
the board. No, but I'm saying we should not split that decision. If, in fact, we're going to vote for one person and that person is going to demand to be paid $25 an hour again as opposed to voting for someone else, that's something we need to know. We have no money.
I don't think that's at play here, and we're spending quite a bit of money right now on a recording secretary, actually.
We're spending quite a bit of money
Mr.
at this
Uzel
meeting.
Has a right to respond to something.
I'd like to respond since my name was
It was a point of inquiry, and I can't directly address it, Serene.
Since my name was used, I'd like to respond to that comment. The Pacifica Foundation is in a bad money time. I'm willing to do the recording secretary part of the job at no cost, and that's anywhere from a $3,000 to $5,000 donation. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, huh? It is work. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, right. So that's why it's always hard to get a good secretary, because it's a lot of work. Thank you, Richard.
Brenda, well, she directed a question at Richard and asked him a specific question, but if you'd like to say something, Brenda, feel free, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
Right, but I didn't have that information because I didn't have the answer for you, Serene.
Hi. Hi, folks.
Okay.
It was regarding Richard. Pardon me.
Okay. I assumed that it was free of charge, so I wouldn't. I wasn't planning on that.
So you're saying you also do not require a recording secretary? Is that correct?
Che.
Yes. I hear. Can you please, all stop talking, Lizette, and then I'll come to Jessica, Lizette King.
This thing is getting very embarrassing. I don't really want to be a part of it. My understanding, when Richard was taking the minutes, he was, and correct me, when I knew him being paid, he was not a member of the board. Hold on. The secretary then was, what's the woman's name now? Afia. And she asked for a recording secretary. And that's what Richard was. When he became a member of the board, and was secretary. I didn't know. As a matter of fact, it would be against, I believe, against, it'd be a conflict of interest for him to get paid. So it's, I think we need to clear this up for the public. I do not remember him getting paid as the secretaries, and if so, let us hear.
Okay, so here's, at this point, I can allow Richard to respond, but I have to say, when it gets into people being paid, it comes close to being employment issues, and I become increasingly uncomfortable as this conversation goes on about a specific individual. It's not talking about the position, like, hypothetically, or even realistically, do we want a recording secretary this year, do we not want one, or what does that cost us? I'm not sure I want to continue to delve into past history, which I can't frankly speak to directly at all.
Neither of them want an open session. Neither of them want pay. Why are we talking about it?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
It's raised.
Thank you. Well,
it's raised and it's
okay.
But
we can't close every loop we open or we'll be here until I'm 70.
Brian, I need to go to Jessica. She was actually next. That's okay.
I'm sorry. Please, with all due respect, Ms. Serene, with all due respect, please, I'm just going to say one thing real quick. This is the reason. I'm on the floor. I have the floor at this moment. What I'd like to continue saying is this is the reason why Madam Chair said we maybe shouldn't bring up anything about any recording secretaries during this last process. This is exactly why, and I'm really worried that we're going to be doing this all year. There was a reason why we didn't need to get into it, and while they were counting the ballots, I understood we would get into recording secretary. That is a fallback position because this is a very tough job. And knowing Richard's done this before, when he could have gotten paid and refused the payment, I know that we're not talking about paying anybody to do this. We're talking about just this position.
Madam Chair, thank you. Go ahead, Serena.
I was named. I would like to respond.
Okay, I'll let you respond, and then I'm going to go to Benito Diaz.
Okay, I think that if, in fact, we're talking about someone who will serve as secretary and do the minutes, as opposed to someone who will serve as secretary and, for whatever reason, need a recording secretary when we do not have money, it's important to know that before we make our decision on secretary.
Thank you. Well,
I raised the question, and Mr. Uzel has already answered it, so I don't know why two other people feel they also need to answer for him.
Thank you, Serene. I have the election results of the secretary election. Benito, did you need to say something, or may I? Thank you. Okay. So the results for board secretary are Richard Uzel, 15, Brenda Medina, 7. Thank you. Congratulations, Richard. Mr. Crumshaw?
In looking at the Pacifica bylaws, it lists a chair, vice chair, a recording secretary. So there...
Thank you.
It lists... a chair, vice chair, a recording secretary. There's no mention of a board secretary. So it appears to me that the secretary position is the recording secretary position.
Okay. I guess I'm going to briefly just, we've gone over ad nauseum. Yes, the bylaws make it clear to me that the person who is the secretary is the secretary, with all that would mean in a normal environment, which would mean you'd actually do some work as a secretary. It's only been in the instances where we have had people who wanted the titular role of secretary but did not necessarily want to be able, you know, it is a lot of work. But both people had stated their intention, and the one who has won stated his intention. Lydia, do you wish to go any further into recording secretary as a separate paid position, or are we good since...
Right now we just need to vote on this.
Vote on what? We voted.
Yeah.
So I think we're done.
I was just thinking make an explanation.
Yes, Teresa Allen.
Madam Chair, I move we take up... Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll come to you, Brian, next.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I have the list for committee and task force positions.
Thank you.
And I believe that there is a motion to rescind George Ryder's motion. I move that we postpone voting on any contested races for committees and task forces for 1 week, at least 1 week, until the next scheduled meeting.
Is there a second?
Point of clarification. Are you?
She said that's what she said, next scheduled meeting. There's no meeting scheduled for a week from now, but Carolyn...
I would like a point of clarification. Are you saying those that are not specified to be voted on? Which positions are you talking about?
because of George Ryder's motion affects, to my knowledge, all positions except task forces, coordinating committee, and finance committee. I'm not opposed to voting on those offices now, but it might actually be more confusing if we did that. So I'm just saying all of them.
Okay, I've got Carolyn Burden and then Benito Diaz. Did you want to get back on stack, John?
Okay. I hear John's suggestion that we vote on what we can now and then the anything contested later. I think that would be much too confusing. People want to know what they're on when they see the list and can share. So I would suggest that we wait until everybody has signed up. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Go ahead, grab a mic.
I'm seconding that.
No, Benito, and then John.
Has this been seconded?
Yes, it was seconded. Please, there's a sec. Can you hand the mic to Benito, please? John? Thank you.
Yeah, just point of information or clarification whatsoever, or whatever. Two points. Number one, I don't know what that motion is.
Frank! Hands off the thermostat.
The entire room has an issue. It was hotter than a political disagreement in here earlier. Go ahead, Benito.
All right, so number one, if you could explain whatever that motion is. And number two, am I to understand that a list has already been filled out for committee something, assignments or whatever?
Go ahead and clarify, Teresa. I don't think everyone understands what the rescission is about or what the other motion was about that there's a notice to rescind on.
Every time that I've run on the board, I've had a clipboard to get people to sign up for committees and task forces so we could hit the ground running. But last year, there was a motion at the last minute whereas in the bylaws it says, for example, that governance committee would have one director and two delegates from each station. Last year, after the face-to-face meeting, there was a motion that we allow two directors on every committee. And I was not aware that there was an actual motion. I thought that we would just start fresh again the way it is in the bylaws. So I had the sign-up sheet, and I thought I would start signing up for things, but then I thought it would be too confusing because I don't think that it was productive to have two directors from every committee, two directors from every sister station on every committee, because that's the potential of 20 people on every committee.
She did, yes. Okay, thank you. I'm going to continue with
the second point.
Okay. Does everyone understand what the notice to rescind is addressing or not? Is there still confusion on the part of newer members as to what is being talked about here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, I'm speaking, and I apologize, but I will try to quickly explain what she's saying. There's no committee filled out yet. Nobody filled out committee assignments yet. She's talking about a blank sheet for people to fill out. Before, it was one director from each station per committee. And then last year, a motion was passed based on what it says in the bylaws, which is like you must have at least one, but it allowed to have more than one. And what has resulted is some committees having two directors from every station listed as members, but then you have a 20-member committee, which is either a very large committee, or quorum issues if not everybody shows up. And so what she's doing is noticing a motion to rescind that motion, which allowed more than the one director from each single area. Well, there's disagreement as to what that bylaws. No, I think the bylaws allow what occurred last year. It's more like our policy of interpreting what it is we're doing functionally. Is that a fair representation, Teresa?
I don't think so. You're talking from the same side.
No, I just meant in terms of the issue. Well, go ahead, Lydia. You go ahead and put forward how you see it. Just,
so
I know there's confusion
started
here.
Because there were two members, Ken Aaron and Ali Lexa from KPFK, who both wanted to serve on the technology committee, not a task force.
And I happened to be sitting on that side of the table, and they said, Lydia, look, it says at least one director, so maybe we can have two of us on the technology committee. So then I raised it when we came onto the committee thing. Andy was present, and in open session, this is last February, in Los Angeles, and his opinion was that at least means at least, right? So you could have more than one. Then later, George Ryder made a motion to have no more than two on each committee. And then we all have our different opinions of advocacy. I don't know if we want to go into that, but that's the information. I had asked yesterday for Andy to send his written opinion, which he issued before the Ryder motion was passed at the end of February. He did not have it in this particular laptop, but he told me before he left he will be sending out his written opinion on that so that everyone can read his written opinion on what the bylaws say. What is allowed, what we create through a motion or not, is still our prerogative. That's the non-advocacy aspect. When we get to discussing it, I would like to reserve the right to express my opinion on it.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, hold on. I had seen Heather before. I saw Luzette, and I saw Janice. Heather?
No.
No? Okay, so Luzette and I saw Janice before, and Janet, I'll put you on, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm not
No, not yet, sure. Though. Luzette, Janice, and then Janet.
If this is not done before, I'd like us to consider...
Folks, side conversations, come on. Our member has stopped speaking, waiting for everyone. Go ahead, please.
I'd like us to consider documenting the reasons behind these discussions and decisions. For the life of me, I cannot understand. We started late with this PNB. We should have met in January. This is the 25th of February, which means we're going into the first quarter, nearly the end of the first quarter of the year. About the end of the first quarter of the year, starts another year of elections, right? We have no money. We are sinking. The place is almost on fire throughout the network. And here we are delaying the formation of policies to decide whether we want it bigger or smaller. Is it any wonder that people are running away from this thing? I mean, for heaven's sake, why did anybody... It means that we have nothing to do. Idle hands looking for work to do. Why did we have such a discussion when the bylaws are clear? At least one member. Why did we fool around with it and now we're going to delay? I don't know. I mean, 1 week is too long. I'm done.
Thank you, Lizette. Janice?
I had a question regarding the composition of committees.
Can someone... Just because we're streaming now. Thank you.
I had a question regarding the compositions of committees. I was able to refer to the bylaws. My question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Janet, followed by Carolyn Gerdin.
We talked about this briefly yesterday, about this George Ryder motion that passed that seemed to double the membership on a number of committees and make them unable to meet quorum. Because the technology committee and the programming committee was unable to meet quorum, two terribly important committees, their power was essentially eviscerated and they were made into task forces. Is this not to be revisited?
I'm going to stack.
Are they going to remain task forces no matter how this vote pans out?
I'm sorry?
Are they going to remain task forces no matter how this recomposition...
That was done by a bylaws amendment, so yes.
So it would have to be revisited completely?
To turn them back into...
To turn them back in.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden.
Yeah, let's be very clear about the purpose of that amendment. It was to enable... It was to enable certain people with interests in certain issues to swamp the committees, and they did. The committees were made totally unwieldy, And some people signed up for five committees. I mean, they just swamped the committees and made them absolutely unworkable. And they could not meet quorum. They didn't get anything constructive done. I think it was a deliberate attempt, frankly, to sabotage the work of the foundation. But that's just my speculation. So I would really like to revisit this and return it to what was quite workable until last year, and that is a director. The argument that minority people on an LSB will not be represented on a board if only one director is allowed is specious. You have two delegates in addition to the director, so there's plenty of room for a minority representation if your LSB wants that, and I don't think there's any reason not to do that. We need workable committees. You cannot keep up with a committee load if the present ruling is left in place. There just isn't enough time in your life or mine to go to four or five committee meetings a week, which is what you'll end up with. So I really recommend killing that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Lydia had been clarifying before. I'm going to let her go ahead and advocate or speak, and then Brian, and then Serene.
Yes. I mean, there was no specificity of all these not meeting quorum committees. I don't know which ones she's talking about. She and I serve on elections committee. We always made quorum up until the meeting when the PMB had to meet the same night this last couple weeks ago. A week ago, actually. Anyway, but in terms of the committee composition, we always made quorum on elections committee. I'm on governance. We always made quorum on governance that all of these included two directors. Unless someone specifies where this was such a horrible thing, what it ended up doing was allowing for a diversity of thought. There were more PMB members that could then air their issues on the committee call. So by the time you go to the PMB meeting, you don't have as big of a discussion, as long of a discussion on each thing, because you have more PMB members if they choose to add. We don't have to have 20. You don't have to have two directors. It just says you can't have more. So not all the committees had two directors. So, I think it allows for diversity of thought. It's more inclusive. And then we don't have to, we can just deal with the committees right now, populate them now. If you don't want to serve on more than one, don't.
Thank you. Okay, so next on stack is Brian, then Serene, then Tracy, then John Crumshaw, then Manajay Saba.
Okay, I'm suffering, folks. As I understand it, there's not going to be a vote on George Ryder's motion one way or the other at this meeting, right?
That's what it sounds like, because it's been
noticed. One has brought that motion for this meeting, a motion to rescind.
It was noticed.
It was noticed. They can't rescind it without two-thirds unless it has prior notice, so you don't want to vote on it now, correct?
Point of order.
The motion on the floor currently, the motion on the floor, Brian, is Teresa's motion, which is to postpone population of the committees until the next PNB meeting.
Can we please restrict debate to whether or not we delay voting on committees and not pre-debate something we can't even vote on today? The merits of George's motion?
Thank you, Brian. I will do my best to limit.
I would like to leave here with at least some committees filled. And here's what I'll say. The meeting's been somewhat excruciating this weekend.
Yes.
I haven't listened to as many as Janet has, so maybe I haven't lowered the bar enough. But I will say that the smoothest and, I thought, best part of the meeting was the part where a committee had done its work ahead of time to make sure we as a board were prepared to take action on something that a small subset of the board had largely reached consensus on. That's how committees should work, and I would hope that if we could get them up and running, our regular meetings could be less excruciating. I'd like to get that work done quickly.
Point of order. In reading in Roberts, to amend or rescind a standing rule of a convention once adopted requires a two-thirds vote of the delegates present and voting, or a majority of all delegates who have registered, unless it is an administrative standing rule, in which case it can be rescinded or amended by a majority vote of the delegates present and voting after notice of at least the preceding day. As I read this, my interpretation of Roberts means that this motion to rescind could be announced today, voted on tomorrow, and we would be able to populate all the committees tomorrow.
Wow.
That sounds good.
So if we can,
okay,
if we can just do that,
what edition is that?
What's the citation, please?
It's page 599, 605.
Of what edition?
10th edition.
The 11th is the controlling document.
Look at the 11th. It should be similar.
Okay, hold on, folks. Please, Lydia, you're going to be five or six people before I get back to you because you just spoke once already. Okay, so next on stack is Serene Roberts.
Okay, thanks. I'm looking at the bylaws, and I know there are bylaws, and apparently there are bylaws, but I'm looking at what I think are the Pacifica bylaws, Article 8, Section 2, and it says, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates who are not then serving as directors, meaning from each LSB. This came up yesterday. Andy said at the time that he would dig up, as Lydia said, his written opinion for us to have. But I pointed out then, and I point out now, that the bylaws have not changed in the past year. So if it was at least one last year, it is still, if we are to pretend to care anything at all about the bylaws, and we want to pretend we are going to observe some of them this weekend, then it's at least one director. It is, as Luzette pointed out, and trust me, Luzette and I haven't been on the same side of a few things for a while, but that apparently is changing. This is interesting. It is the end of February. Normally, this election would have happened a month ago, and committees would have already been populated on a local level. We're at least a full month behind, and someone is sitting here suggesting that we go even further behind. I want to give you guys a reality check. There's an antenna on the Empire State Building that we're about to lose. We don't have a programming committee. I think you guys might have voted miraculously to make it a task force. Let's get on with the work. What are we doing? This has been 20 minutes on this issue. The word at least means at least.
Point of order. Point of order, Chair. Point of order, Chair.
Okay, well, that's a totally different discussion
point
right
of
now,
order.
Lydia.
Point of
okay,
order.
Okay, well, I will talk to the Secretary.
Point of order.
Please, what is the point of order, Lizette?
And you can rule me out of order if you like.
It's okay.
Let's suspend Roberts, whoever he is, and get on with the job.
Well, that allows us to vote. If we just
Yeah, get on with it.
Thank you. Tracy, you're next.
Okay.
Thank you, John, for the point of order. I think that was well taken, and that gives us a way out of the particular mess that we're in right
order,
now.
Please.
So a couple of things. Three motions regarding committees have been noticed, and three of them are rescission motions. Accordingly, if we're going to deal with committees at all, because the issue of eradicating the FRAT committee and eradicating the EDCFO committee will also have to be dealt with. We don't want to populate committees and then eradicate them if humanly possible. In addition, not all of our committees are standing committees. Several of them are task forces, and several of them are by the bylaws indicated to one director per station. So if we would like to do something constructive, it seems to me that what we can do is populate our task forces and our one person per one director from each station per committees, which include the finance committee and the coordinating committee, as well as the programming task forces, development, affiliates, technology, whatever else is a task force. I can't remember. And that is work that we can do and probably complete within an hour. We probably have some voting to do on at least one of these seats. And then tomorrow, first thing, we can run through all of these motions, rescind them, don't rescind them, whatever we want to do, and populate the rest of the committees, which will be four of them: elections, audit, governance, and the other standing one that I can't remember. Lydia, there's a stack. Hold on. So that's a proposal for how to go forward and make the most of the next hour that we have while still following Roberts, which does bind us in some ways, but we don't need to bind ourselves quite as much as we're choosing to bind ourselves. and then we will simply rescind or not rescind and move forward tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that a substitute motion for right now?
Yes.
And the clear motion, just word it without anything extra, is which committees would be populated now, today, and what would happen with the rest of these rescission motions?
The motion is, and I will reword it, to proceed immediately with the population of the bylaws constrained committees, which are finance and coordinating, and with our task forces, which include the Affiliates Task Force, the Development Task Force, the Programming Task Force, and the Technology Task Force. And then tomorrow, in open session, which hopefully we will have, or as soon as possible thereafter, to proceed with the consideration of the three noticed motions regarding committees, and then to proceed to populate the standing committees, which are audit, elections, governance, and personnel. Can I get a second?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. I think I got Coleman first. Okay. You write down the second. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry,
it was long. Okay. Is there objection to this? I'm asking before we go to a voting. Is this agreeable to the body? You want to try one more reading on that? Even I feel like it could happen one more time.
I can try it one more time. I am going to write it down, but probably that would take a minute or two. So.
It's the list of the... No, go ahead and just say it one more time. Here, I'm going to give this back to her.
I need the list, yeah.
So everyone understands what she is suggesting is that the committees which are not under contention do not have rescission, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. The PNB shall proceed immediately to populate the two bylaws constrained, one director per station committees, coordinating and finance, and then proceed to populate our task forces, affiliates, development, programming, technology. At the next open session, the board shall immediately take up the three noticed motions to rescind, and on completion of those votes, proceed to populate the standing committees and the impacted task force, which is audit, elections, governance, personnel, and if it is still there, the financial reform and audit task force. And EDCFO search.
Thanks. Okay. The committees of inclusion, I wrote down by hand on there. I don't think it's under contention one way or the other. They're populated by the local boards, right? It's about getting those people together at the national level. Okay, I see you, Benito. Shall I continue with the previous stack? Let me ask you. Okay, go ahead, Benito. I'll go out.
This is just point of information.
Yes, please.
I still don't understand.
Use a mic. Mike, please.
Just a point of information. I still don't understand about these bylaws constrained committees. How and when, how was it determined that X committees should only have or can only have one director? I guess that's the issue. I'm not sure.
Sure. Those two committees, finance and coordinating, already have limitations on membership set in the bylaws, so they weren't affected by the motion last year, and because it's in the bylaws, they won't be affected by any rescission of that motion. And finance is limited to one director and treasurer from each station, and governance is limited to all of the officers and one director from each station. Coordinating. Forgive me. Long day. I saw it in my mind. The officers and one from each station. But the limitations are already in the bylaws. That's why they're not under contention. Thank you. Lydia.
Can we have, to avoid the confusion, can we have the sign-ups for the committees that we can do today if we agree to?
I believe Teresa has them, so we'll coordinate that.
No, to limiting it to those.
To only the committees which are not under contention, certainly. So, with that, Brian.
So... just the three motions you're talking about. when people talked before about maybe wanting to get rid of the frat.
Lydia and the noticed two motions to rescind, to disband, I guess would be the right word, the frat and the EDCFO search committees.
The motion is to discharge a committee. It doesn't require prior notice. Under Roberts.
It's to rescind previous motions of the board to establish.
Yeah, no. Bear with me, because it's a separate motion in Roberts. If you rescind the existence of a committee, you obliterate all the work it did during its existence. If you discharge a committee, you say, attaboy, good job, you're done with what we created you for. And you don't need notice for that.
As a practical matter, do we wish to contend over the things that are in contention or to move towards populating those which are not?
So I just, in terms of signing up for committees now, like, it would be useful for me to know whether I'm deciding between, like, 13 committees or 9 committees.
Sure.
And the fewer we have spread out and up in the air, the more useful.
So I do understand those.
If there's some kind of consensus about some of these committees not being useful anymore, and which committee the hire will actually be run through, that would help me make a decision about what committees to sign up for.
I do not sense that these are something issues upon which consensus will be achieved. I believe they will require a vote. So there is a proposal on the floor right now to populate those which are not under contestation and to come back tomorrow for the rest of it.
Those which are not under constraint?
The ones that are under debate, constraint, contest, however you wish to look at it. The three which have been the subject of motions, that we come back tomorrow to revisit those issues. Do you object to that, Brian, based on what you were just saying? And it sounds like you do, so I'm asking. Well,
are we in public session at all tomorrow?
We're noticed for closed session in the morning. So no matter what, we have an issue. We have a problem. We either go right now and, you know. We can go into open, obviously, you know, I mean. But it's going to be problematic because we're not noticed for that.
Let's vote on the motion.
Yes, Serene.
Why can't we just deal with the committee issue and, you know, which ones are going to continue, which ones are not, and just fill out the committee stuff and just be done with that? Now, since tomorrow's Monday, those public
folks,
who have
I
to
cannot
work,
hear Serene effectively with four people talking here. I apologize. Please continue.
Yeah. So I'm wondering why we can't simply have the committee discussion now. You know, which committees will continue, which ones should not be continued, and then populate the committees and just be done with it. It's Sunday evening. I don't know how many members of the public are going to truck down here tomorrow for maybe 30 minutes of open session. So I'm tired, and maybe I'm just not.
I understand what you're saying.
We've spent half an hour on this.
I know we have.
Point of order.
Okay. Point of order.
I thought I heard my friend, my roommate there, what's her name
Tracy.
Again? Tracy. Honestly, my brain is shutting down. Tracy moved a motion just now. And then we moved on to something.
No,
is her motion?
We haven't gone on to something. I was trying to see if we had consensus, which I do not believe we have. If we can achieve that, that's lovely. But I do not.
We should go to a vote.
I think we're going to go to a vote because I feel that that is not the case.
Discharging a committee does take notice. So.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Okay. Roberts is a labyrinthian adventure for all of us. All right, so the motion on the floor is that we proceed to populate the committees tonight, which are either already set in their membership in the bylaws or are task forces which are not under contention, and that we entertain the three motions, the two to discharge or disband two of these task forces and the one to rescind last year's motion, that we take all of that up tomorrow and then populate at the next open session. Pardon me. Let me be clear. At the next open session meeting, whether that's tomorrow or on the telephone, and then populate the rest of the committees. If you support that motion, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no or abstain. It is a substitute right at the moment because it's the only way it can be entertained. And if it passes, it'll become the main. And then I'll figure out what to do with the rest of this business. But I'm just being honest. It's triage. Yes, right, which was right. To put everything off until the next open session meeting. So it's appropriate. It's germane. Mr. Secretary, if you could go ahead and call the roll.
Okay,
thank you.
This vote is on the substitute motion.
Correct.
Edward Steeker?
I abstain.
Rosenberg? No, you have Rosenberg?
Yeah, I can vote.
Yes.
Siegel?
Stay.
Wilkinson?
Yes.
Razan?
Yes.
Crenshaw?
Yes.
Medina?
Abstain.
Reese? Oh, you can't do it. I'm going to keep calling people who can't do it. Diaz?
Yes.
King?
If it's Tracy's motion, yes.
Norman?
Yes. I don't know.
Sid?
Yes.
Burden?
Not both.
Yeah, all day.
No.
It's been happening all day.
Coleman?
Abstain.
Roberts? Saba?
Yes.
Gray?
Yes.
Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Apollinar?
Yes.
Hitchell?
Yes.
Uzel, yes. I'm sorry, I have passed. Who was that? Roberts?
Yeah, I know. Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Fifteen-one-four. Does that jive with everybody else's?
15-1-4, Mr. Secretary?
That's what I got.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes. The substitute now becomes the main.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Five abstentions? Yes.
Five.
Do you have, Mr. Secretary, could you recheck, please?
You're right. You're right. 15-1-5.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
I got 14.
Come on. Well, that's probably why.
No, but we do want to make sure it's accurate.
Oh, 1, 2.
Teresa?
I'm sorry?
Did you say you had sign up sheets for committees? Is that a yes or no?
I have this kind of funny sign up sheet. How about if we just nominate you?
Okay, well, we'll get to that in a second.
The vote was 15-1-5.
Okay, 15-1-5. The motion passes. The substitute now becomes the main.
Two of us have 14. Can you just read the yeses again?
Sure.
You want me to count them? Rosenberg. No, where are we at? Rosenberg. Wilkinson.
Okay.
Brazan. Crenshaw. Burden, Coleman,
I think
Coleman was an abstention. Were you not? That's it's Janet Coleman.
I was the only no.
I need to eat dinner.
Was the only no. Okay, no, that's fine.
You voted yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. What'd you vote?
She abstained.
And Janet Coleman was also an abstention.
I apologize.
Thank you. All right. So again, the substitute motion has passed, and it becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to adopting it as the main motion, or do we need to take another vote?
Okay.
You can just record her as an abstention.
Technically, one abstention triggers a vote. I mean, it just does. It's the way it works. I'm sorry for being a stickler. I'm that way. Okay. It has to be done again, whether or not.
Coleman, what'd you vote?
Let's just get on with it.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, how about we just do this? No. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Serene. You're kind. Okay. Now there's no objection to adopting as the main motion.
Right. Adopted.
Okay, passed. Thank you. You can come back.
So because an abstention triggers calling the roll. So by getting up, she is abstaining, and now we don't have to vote again.
Okay, that corrected count was 14-1-6.
14-1-6? Thank you, Richard. Okay, folks. Yes, Miss Allen.
Madam Chair, I don't know whether you want me to make all of the nominations for KPFT, but we have decided among ourselves which offices we want. I don't know whether you want to go, you know, start by coordinating and I'll nominate, or if you want to just have me nominate everyone from our station.
No. Okay, it should be committee by committee, and at some stations everyone may be in agreement and there's no need to hold an election and you're all good and ready to go, and for some office there may be
multiple.
Yes.
I thought that we signed up some time ago on the committees, and you didn't?
We're new.
No, there's no way. What you may have signed yesterday was an information, or on Friday was an information sheet for the national office, so that we have data on all of the members, and there are a few of you that didn't do that, so I have to catch up with you by morning. all right. So I would just like to pass it around. Yes, could you just can we have one sheet that says coordinating committee? And if you're in agreement amongst your signal area and prepared to say this is the one person for coordinating or for finance, then we don't have to have an election about it. It's only if it's one of these limited positions and two people from the same signal area want to serve for the one position, then we have to have a vote on that. Okay. No, that would happen right now. Like, say if we get two people from a signal area that both want to be on finance, we'll just take that to a vote.
Oh, that looks nice. Why not? And that was also, somebody did start filling out some stuff.
Pass it around, and we'll deal with the coordinating.
Do we not need to highlight perhaps the ones that we are talking about today so that it doesn't become just endless confusion for everyone looking at this? So I can...
Do you have any more of those?
No. Well, do you have a yellow highlighter, Richard?
I don't have one.
All right, I'm going to use orange. I'm sorry.
I think I have a highlighter.
Do you have a yellow? Well, because yellow will cause it to copy, all right.
Orange is okay.
Well, it'll Xerox correctly. It'll Xerox correctly with a yellow highlighter. I'm serious. I was going to put an orange on. Thank you. Okay, so affiliates task force.
Yes.
Coordinating committee. Yes. Development task force. Yes. Finance committee. Yes. And then programming and technology are now task forces. Correct.
Yes.
And that would be. Are we agreed? Those are the ones that
anybody
were agreed?
Can join the task forces.
Miss Motion Maker. Were those the right ones?
Affiliates.
Archives can be.
Archives. Nobody ever joins the Archives Board.
All right. Audit elections.
I think we should put
Archives personnel.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Okay. So I'm going to pass this down with a pen.
Okay. Let me find.
And perhaps a notebook underneath it to give it a little bit of stability.
Madam Chair.
Okay. No. Do you want a practical recommendation? It's very hard to serve on more than two committees. There are more committees than will allow you to serve on only two. On practice, most people end up serving on three, and some people don't really serve on any. So I would suggest, at a minimum, to be fair to your colleagues, it would be nice if you are able to make the commitment to two committees or a committee and a task force, because that does spread out the workload. And if people faithfully attend to two committee commitments, it does enable us to get all the work done without completely exhausting a few individuals. Yes, Teresa.
Might I suggest that while we pass it around, that people just give me the names of who they want to, of who wants to be on the affiliate committee, because we'll take anyone who's interested.
Just let them pass it around, people. And again, because there are still more committees which are not going to be populated tonight, if you're not feeling it for one of the things in front of you, don't sign up for something you don't want to do, obviously, you know. But some of the ones in contention, if you can work it out amongst your colleagues from your station, that's helpful. Yes.
I also want to just mention that the archives, we've asked Brian to be a part of development. It really is more of a development focus.
I can't share with this much talk right here. I can't hear. I'm sorry.
I'm not mad at anybody.
No, there were five people. It's only when it's all. It's okay. Thank you. No, I'm not mad at anybody.
We've asked Brian to join the development task force. Brian DeShazer, yeah, because a lot of the work out of archives is really for promotion and development, actually. Mm-hmm. So, I know that the committee or the task force is still there, but
I would tend to agree from my conversations with Brian that The Archives Task Force has not ever really come together as an effective task force on its own, and indeed its purpose should be to support the archives, and I would imagine some of those functions could be subsumed into development, perhaps, more effectively than
He's
having a committee.
He's been coming to our meetings.
See?
So.
Well, Brian's been coming to your meetings, and that's more we can say for the non-existent Archives Task Force. I would agree with that. I mean, that's part of the problem with having so many committees. It's better to tighten it up a little. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you, Heather. It's nice to know. I didn't know he was coming to development lately.
Yeah.
Good. We have a strange moment with nothing happening except for filling pieces of paper. Yes, Vinito. I'm not sure what to do with the space. Go ahead, Vinito. Please. Microphone, please.
You know, I don't know what time it is. I know people are
6:30.
Mm-hmm. I know folks are tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that there are 1,000,001 agenda items that we haven't gotten to, and I ain't totally crazy. So I know, or despite how crazy I might be, I still know that we're not going to get them all done tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
So I would like to propose, or I move, that we take a break of whatever length y'all want, and that we come back and deal with some of this stuff this evening.
Shoot me now.
Is that a substitute motion, Brian?
I don't want to second that.
Can I? Hold on.
Where are we with the
list, though?
Just a moment, please. Whoa! Please order. The list is continuing to circulate down. It's appropriate that we figure out what we're doing with our schedule during this time period. Lizette, and then I'll go to Nancy and Teresa. Lizette, were you asking something?
I'm finished.
Okay, Nancy, I'll come back to you, Serene. Can you pass her a microphone, please? Thank you.
I want to add something to that motion, and because we do have to get...
Folks, please, I know we're all tired and our attention is a bit scattered, but there's someone speaking.
Yes,
thank you.
I was hoping we could wrap up what we started this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do that before I go to sleep tonight.
Okay, then that sounds like a motion to go into executive session after dinner or at some point this evening.
It is.
That's a second. Okay.
Not too much after dinner, obviously.
Okay, well, let's decide on some time frames while this list is going through. There's a motion that...
I want to go to sleep tonight.
Okay. In 34 minutes, I am down. Okay. It is 6:24 right now. Conceivably, we won't have complete unanimity on the placements on some of these committees and might conceivably need to hold a mini-election for a spot or two. I'd say we have at least... maybe not, but we won't know until the list keeps going. Go ahead, Teresa. I'm going to take your comment.
I sincerely respect Benito's concern about getting to it, and I think that we ought to make it a highest priority to get to those... I'm sorry? Am I talking too loud?
No, not you. There were people talking on all sides. Go ahead.
And I sincerely hope that we make it the highest priority to get to those tomorrow. Tomorrow. I think if we're going to work late tonight and miss the Oscars, that we could actually, if you look in the book under the... I think it's the orange tab. There's all these wonderful motions it's the red tab, that have come out of the committees that we could actually wade through tonight. What fun!
That would be an open session.
Those committees have motions, and if you really want to respect and honor the work of the committees, well, let's work on those.
Are you making a substitute, Teresa?
Yes, why? Well, we'd have to vote on that.
Well, no. Okay, right now, the motion on the floor is that we go into closed session following a dinner break. That was the motion I took from Nancy. Oh. It was seconded by Medina. Are you making a substitute for open session?
No.
No.
Thank you. I'm just...
Quick procedural inquiry.
How did you get down there? Okay.
Procedural inquiry.
Okay. Excuse me. Please. I think as our nerves get frayed and we get more exhausted, we... lose it a little. Brian, please, procedural inquiry.
Any elections we have to do for committees are by written ballot, correct?
Yeah.
I take it it's not customary to have speeches or discussion when there's contested committee elections?
No.
So is there any procedural hurdle to us doing the balloting while we're in closed session if we have to?
Yes, because it has to be reported in open. We have to get it over with and be done in open.
It won't take that long. Have you populated committees by email votes before?
Right now, we'll just finish with what's on the floor. Okay, so we'll just proceed with these, and we'll finish these up. I'm anticipating we should be able to get that part done by before 7. Okay, Tracy Risenberg.
All right. For the sake of sanity, I'm going to make an amendment to Benito's motion that I think will not
upset
him.
Hold on, what was Benito's motion? I'm sorry.
Well, Benito is the one who asked for a closed session this evening to complete the business that
I'm
we have.
Yes, I took it from Nancy, sorry.
I didn't know about votes are open, but I'm suggesting that we...
Actually, Henschel is the one who made the motion. She heard Benito, and she turned it into a motion.
All right, well, here's what I'm going to suggest, and I'm amending somebody
folks, this... I know we need a break desperately, and we need it very soon. I can sense that.
We already made a motion to proceed with populating the committees that we can populate. So we should do that as expeditiously as possible and get that sign-up sheet around the table. Where we were before was we were in executive session midway through a conversation that I think I can say was DC-oriented without blowing anything out of the water. That's all I can say. I'm stopping right there. I think it would be courteous and important and in response to the concerns we've heard expressed here to finish that conversation this evening. And potentially we might be able to open up some time tomorrow for the population of the other committees, the rescissions, and the other stuff we have lined up for the next open session. However, we can only meet for so long before we go crazy. So the suggestion would be something like reconvening for a closed session after a short break for about an hour to finish as much as we possibly can. And I think it will largely be the continuation of the conversation we were already having, because I don't think it's a small conversation, with a time certain ending of maybe something like 8 o'clock or 8:30 so people can eat and not pass out. So if I said something like, on the completion of our current set of tasks, go into closed session with a time certain ending date of time of 8:30 p.m.,
Yes.
On the okay, I'm trying to formulate this so it won't drive everybody crazy.
I need to make one point of order, which is that we are noticed for closed session tomorrow, so we won't be able to just go into open session in the date in from
but
9 and. Well, we're noticed for closed session for 3 hours because that was the structure, because Monday morning, typically, we don't have much of the public. So we've got 1 hour of open session notice for tomorrow, which is between 1 and 2 p.m.
Well, the other option is we can proceed with the open session for another hour or two tonight, and then we might be able to get through rescinding or not rescinding things, but we have that problem about tomorrow. So it's problematic. So why don't we do what we can do until we pass out, which is probably 8:30.
I feel like we're going to pass out a whole lot sooner. People are... See, one of the reasons we're having all the side conversations is because people's nerves have shut down and they're beginning... They're cranky, totally. I mean, because there's like an inordinate amount of side chatter, which wasn't happening.
The alternative is just that we finish what we're doing now and we adjourn.
Can you let the chair talk?
That's the alternative.
I'm sorry?
Point of order, madam.
I'm trying to put a motion on the floor.
Well, we can't put any more... I don't know if we can... Hold on.
An amendment.
Point of order.
I'll come back to you if it looks like that's in order, but I think our closed session scheduled for morning may disrupt that pattern of activity. But I tend to think that is correct. Okay, stop, please. I see several hands went up over here. What, Brian, did you wish to speak before?
What's the motion before the body right now?
Was Nancy's motion that we break for dinner and then go back into executive session for the evening to pick up where we left off earlier today?
Are there any subsidiary motions pending for a vote right now?
Tracy was putting one on the floor, but it needs a little more work to hash out the details, I think.
I would like to call the question on all outstanding questions right now.
Where is the sheet at this point? May I ask who has the sign? Why is it back over here again? I thought it was all the way down there by now. You don't have to. I know. There's too much on there. Okay. All right. Please. The question's been called. And actually, that didn't turn into a motion because it was still developing right there. I may have cut her off on that.
Vote on the ones we got.
Was that a motion coalesced into a motion?
All right, I'm making an amendment to Nancy's motion. It's going to be very simple. Finish what we already agreed to do by motion and then adjourn for the evening, period.
That's, sorry, what is that?
That's got to be a substitute. That can't be an amendment. So what do you mean by finish what we've already got to do? What's in front of us right now and open? Is that what you're saying?
Populate the committees that we can and then adjourn for the evening and meet again tomorrow.
Second. Okay, so that is a substitute, not an amendment, because it's different from Nancy's motion, and there was a second. Okay, and I will accept the calling of the question because Brian was attempting to get us to vote on the two alternatives. I just didn't really have her wording as to... Do we need to ask questions? Okay, hers is that we break for dinner and go into closed session to continue where we left off.
Hello,
I'm sorry, Nancy Henschel. Yes, Serene?
About half an hour ago, I asked you about the finance report that we were waiting on from yesterday, and you said the body would decide. I raised my hand. You indicated you were going to get to me, but 15 minutes later, you've gotten to people whose hands weren't raised just now. So
I came all the way around. I had Brian, and you were the next person, and he called the question.
Before Brian's, if you had honored the stack that you say you can maintain.
I don't even remember having my hand up, but I appreciate you calling on me.
Well, it might be because occasionally you speak.
So much alike, Brian.
It could be the pensive look you had with your hand in the air going, oh, my gosh, okay. All right.
Is this the list here? Brian, is that the list?
Yes.
Sure.
Good breathing.
Thank you. All right. We're gonna. The question was called on this. Let us decide on the two matters which are on the floor, and then we can come back around to additional issues of things we haven't gotten to this weekend. Okay. So the main motion is that we finish what we're doing here, break for dinner, come back for executive session for a little while, not specified yet, to continue where we left off this afternoon in executive session. The substitute is that we finish what we're doing here in open session, populate these committees that we've agreed to this evening, and then adjourn for the evening and come back in the morning when we're scheduled for executive session. And then we would continue with the things that we left off this afternoon. Yes. Those are the two alternatives on the floor. The time right now is 6:36, and the sheet has not quite yet finished running around the table, and I imagine we can anticipate at least another 20 minutes or maybe 30, depending on what happens with that sheet. Right, the substitute. Right, so that's... Yeah. So if you support the substitute motion, which would allow us to finish what we're doing currently in open session and then adjourn for the evening, then you vote yes on the substitute. If you do not and you support the main motion or neither, you vote no. And then depending on what happens with the substitute, it'll either become the main or be defeated. Somebody said they hadn't. Was there an objection to the substitute? I thought, yes, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. I had seen a hand. Okay, thank you. So Mr. Secretary is going to go ahead and call the members and... Take the count. Thank you. This is on the substitute, which would finish the current business and adjourn after this open session for the evening.
Okay, great.
Yes, that's the substitute. Okay, sorry. The substitute motion is the motion put forward by Tracy Rosenberg, which would allow us to finish the committee population of the committees that are currently circulating, and when we are done with that, adjourn for the evening. The main motion would have us come back after dinner to continue in closed session. Those are the two alternatives. So we're voting on the substitute first, which would cause us to adjourn after we're done.
Great. You know what you're voting on?
The main motion gets us a meal break immediately?
This is a substitute.
No, because you still have to finish the current business right now, so you still don't get a meal break either way until after you're done here.
Okay. You guys.
Okay, this is a vote on the substitute. Okay, this is a vote on the substitute motion, and Gray is the first name I called.
I'm sorry, for what? Sorry?
This is vote on the substitute motion to populate the committees we're working on and get that done and then adjourn for the evening.
I'll say yes.
Lane Ewart.
Swag.
Yes.
She's still alive?
Swag bag. We have a very tiny swag bag
here. Edward Steaker.
Freedom Torch.
Pardon me?
Did you say?
Yes.
Brian.
Can I get my witnesses?
No, on the substitute.
Rosenberg.
Yes, on the substitute.
Siegel.
Yes.
Wilkerson.
Abstain.
Brazone?
No.
Grimshaw?
No.
Medina?
No.
LA United.
Burden? No, wait a minute. Okay.
Sleeping.
Burden?
Not here.
Not here.
She's out of the room. Okay. Coleman?
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
Baba?
Abstain.
Allen?
Allen.
Allen.
Teresa.
Allen. Teresa.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad at me. I'll say no.
Apollinar.
What did you
Henschel.
Say?
Pass.
Yes.
What did Apollinar say?
Pass.
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 I
pass.
She passed.
I
didn't hear you,
Nancy. We
were asking what Jessica
yes.
said.
My sympathy. Uzel, yes.
What did you say?
Diaz.
No on the substitute, right?
King. Norman?
Yes.
Why are we still here?
Stitt?
Stitt.
And Burden's not in the room. And you passed, Apollinar. What'd you vote?
No, we're having a woman here.
Want a cookie?
No. When I turned to Teresa, no. Yes, on the substitute
is what we're doing, right? Substitute. Right. Substitute.
Nice.
Okay, let me try to count these now.
Oh,
there?
I'd say.
It's too late.
I haven't announced the vote yet.
Janice, did you vote? Oh, sorry. Did he call you?
No.
Heather, did you vote?
No.
I did. I said yes.
Yeah, you said yes.
Yes. Okay. So you're going
no.
You're
voting. I haven't announced it
made,
yet.
Made in China.
He hasn't announced any results. You can still vote. Go ahead.
Really?
Did you say yes, Carolyn?
Nancy said yes.
Nancy, we got Nancy, yes. Okay, let me count. Leave me alone. Yeah, leave me alone. Yes.
Although the battery may die, the phone is good to take.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, don't think they had. All right. I'm just curious though. How do you know the lights are not the light of the battery? Is that just like a big thing? I'm just curious.
I got 10 yes and I
just
8 no.
Okay, the vote on that was 10-8-3. Motion passed.
Okay, so the substitute passes becomes the main motion.
Oh, no. There were 4 abstentions, but you know.
Yes.
Let's not try to be accurate.
I don't appreciate that, Ms. Roberts. What were the 4 abstentions? What were the 4 abstentions?
Who were the 4 people who abstained?
And I don't appreciate that comment.
Okay, folks. Let's
only 21 votes if the chair didn't vote.
That's correct.
Raise your hands.
What are the 4 abstentions if you think that there are 4?
3 is 21.
What?
Lizette.
What are the 4 abstentions if you think there were more?
Oh, and Monige
abstained. Yeah, there were
2. I just want to know where that sheet's at. Are we making progress on something?
It's over there. It's
good. Good. Just trying to make sure it's wending its way around. That's all.
Very well. Supported.
Folks.
10 yes, 8 folks. No, 3 abstain.
Okay, so 10 and 8, 3 is 21 anywhere. Okay, so the substitute passes and now becomes the main motion. Is there an objection to adoption of the main motion? No objection? Are we consensing? Yes. Okay. Is that an objection? It's gonna.
Yeah, because I think. Yeah, I object because I think.
that there's so many different conversations
going on that people don't understand
what they're voting on.
Okay, folks, we'll go ahead and take
plotting. I mean, like here.
Well, it's not about plotting. People do coordinate on who out of a signal area is going to serve in a committee to avoid things like having a runoff election if you can come to agreement that one person from your signal will serve. That's totally legitimate. It is hard to hold a vote on something while there's also a paper circulating, fully acknowledged. But we're also tired and we need to break for dinner, so it's just what we got to do. Are you objecting to having the substitute adopted as the main? He's objecting. Okay, that is totally, and that's why I kept bringing people to order, and that's why I also say we need a break, because people are really worn out. Okay, so there's no objection to adoption of it as the main motion? Good. As soon as that paper is filled out and we decide if we have to have a quick runoff election, we will break for dinner and adjourn and get some sleep tonight and start fresh in the morning in executive. Yes, go ahead.
Can I receive
ha, ha. Boy, has it been hard getting money, actually cash, from a bank over the weekend. If anyone has an actual problem tonight, functionally, please come to me, okay? Yesterday, I don't want to get into it on the stream, but I'll talk to you afterwards, okay? So, it does not mean you won't be covered for your expense over the weekend. It just means it was the weekend, and I wasn't able to go anywhere, and other plans did not work out as anticipated, involving other people. Okay, so we're done. Where's the sheet? We're almost there. Okay, folks, so we've got a couple of minutes. I'm not sure what we can do. We'll end up having to take care of the rest of it tomorrow. It was supposed to be handled. No, we're not going anywhere. We're going to adjourn for the evening, and we're done with this. After we populate the committees, hold any necessary votes, then we'll break for the evening, and people can go have dinner, talk about what they want to do in the morning. You know,
I don't see why we should make a problem of it, really. Let her blow. Let her knock herself out. Leave it alone.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Allen. Okay, folks, let's see. We have some results here. Let me take a look at this.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're going to continue with this meeting and it's not going to be one meeting, let me know and I go home.
I have repeatedly asked everyone to not hold side conversations, but then there are also gaps in the proceedings, and invariably people are going to talk. Just give me a moment, please, to review the sheet, and I'll see if we have to have any runoff elections or if we can simply be done for the evening. If you'll give me just a moment.
Okay, we've got two people there. We've got two people here. We have two people here. Two people here. Has this one got any doubles? It appears to be just the one committee.
Okay. So, folks, the results are the coordinating committee, there's only one member from each signal area that has signed up. And, of course, with the task forces, they do not have the same restrictions. And the finance committee has had two members from each signal area of four of the five signals sign up and no member from the fifth signal sign up. So we need a member from the fifth signal, which is KPFT, to sign up for the finance committee. And for the other four stations, will we...
What, Richard Uzzo? Okay. Oh, that's because you were busy taking votes there.
No, we should have been on there.
Yeah, no, it's because you probably right passed by you. Okay. Here, you want to just go ahead.
We're going to have to hold elections for the other four signal areas for the finance committee. Do we have ballots that will work for this? And what are these scraps of paper doing for us? They look good. Okay, and let's just get on with it, and we'll do this. And so hold on. Let me think about this for 1 second. I need to announce who the nominees are. I think we have to do it. Do we do it signal area by signal area, or do we? And we must, yeah.
It's least confusing.
Yeah, because I'm afraid if I do them all together, people will get totally confused and won't be able to count them. So, all right. So what I'm going to ask, Ms. Apollinar, are you going to help me with this? Thank you. Okay, actually take your first set of ballots. And, okay, so we're going to do them in the order that they're on here, okay? Yes?
Dan? Why not just one ballot and everybody writes
It's too confusing. The problem is I have to announce who the people are. We're going to end up taking longer probably that way. It sounds faster, but I think it'll be longer because of the confusion factor. Because otherwise, it would be different if their names were printed on the ballots already and you just checked one off, but they're not. Okay, so we're going to start with KPFA first. It's the first one on the list.
I don't know what you do about this, but...
Go ahead, Margie.
I think it's really odd that this body... votes on who a particular station's representative is to be on a committee. I think that should be the decision of either the delegates from that station or the LSB. It seems very strange to me that people, I mean, I love you all, but I think that people from different stations voting on who a particular representative is from a station is very peculiar, and it's really a subversion of democracy. I just want
to
say that.
Thank you. To my knowledge, the bylaws don't allow for that, and when there's a contest between members from a signal area for the limited committees, we have to bring it to a vote for the whole board. Lizette, and then Richard Uzzell, and then Teresa Allen. So this is because ballots are being handed out. So rather than further discussion, KPFA, the two candidates are Tracy Rosenberg and Brian Edwards Tekert. Please, this is for the Finance Committee, is the only contested committee. It is the only one in which we have to conduct elections right now. Just... No, okay, we're going to hand out four separate ballots. We're going to do KPFA right now. So write down who your choice is, whether it's Tracy Rosenberg or Brian Edwards Tekert.
So everybody votes for...
Yes, everybody votes for one of those two individuals. Then we'll hand out a separate ballot for the next radio station and the one after that, just so we don't have people...
I'm sorry, which...
KPFA. This is for the Finance Committee, and the two members who have nominated are Brian Edwards Tekert or Tracy Rosenberg.
I didn't get the ballot.
Folks, I have to still ask for a limitation on side talk for members that are trying to think.
They've already done it.
Oh, here it is.
People are filled out.
Yeah. I always get a ballot. Yeah. I vote in all the elections. I don't vote in motions. I'd like two volunteers from the audience again, please, if I could have that. Are there two members of the public that can help observe the vote count?
Yeah. Let's wait for him to come around. And let me get that.
Here we go. Thank you. Hold your hands up if your ballots are completed so they can be collected and we can move to the next station while those are being counted to expedite the process. Thank you. I know it is. We'll be fine. Yeah, you did a great job. Oh, I know. It's okay. Have all the ballots been collected? Has everyone turned in your ballot? Okay, thank you. Frank, if you could go ahead and make sure, please, that there's the requisite number of ballots before we hand out the next bat. Gentlemen, before you count the results, could you simply count the number of ballots since we're doing four in a row very quickly? Thank you. So... Yes.
On the completion of the Finance Committee collections, announcements on the task forces,
and we're done.
It's over. Until tomorrow.
Yes. 21? Is someone missing from the table, or did someone fail to turn in a ballot?
Aren't you number 22?
Yeah, you're 22.
No, but I vote in these.
22 members of the board.
I vote. I don't vote in the motions, but I vote in the elections. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Who's missing?
Who's missing?
Anyone?
John ran down to the bathroom, but
he voted.
Make
sure
that
Janet, did
you
vote?
Did Janet
vote?
Yeah, I did.
No,
one person didn't vote.
Who's missing?
One person didn't vote.
Everyone is positive you handed in your ballots. I don't know. Perhaps. Yes, abstain the old-fashioned way by not casting a ballot, right?
Is there anyone who got a ballot and didn't hand it in?
Did you vote?
No, we had
the Finance Committee. Yes.
We have a lost ballot.
If everyone, we have all 22 members present, yes?
Is your number 21?
So we have to review it.
Yeah. There's 21 ballots and 22 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Someone is missing.
I gave her that.
Luzette is missing now, but she was here then. She
but Summer got that one. So Luzette did vote.
All right, guys.
Yes. Then we can't. We're gonna have to redo it if
there's
a missing ballot.
Put them in the garbage can and do it again.
Seriously.
I gave you the blank ballot. Where is Luzette? Summer used that one. That's who it belonged to. I didn't realize she was going to. I forgot she was going to.
Just re-vote. That's it, please, gentlemen. If there's a missing, just redo it. Somebody burn those on the spot, but don't set the hotel on fire.
Everybody look around and see.
Yes.
Pitch them and do it.
Okay. Please, but make sure they're all right. Give them to me. Here, let's
just like stay in your seat, guys. No, your ballot.
They need to be like completely gone. Thank you.
Could we ask everybody to please sit down and don't move around until the ballots are collected?
Yes.
Thank you so much,
everyone. Where is Luzette?
Don't cry.
Is Luzette gone now?
No, don't flush him down the toilet.
No, all right.
It's not that.
Just,
if Tracy doesn't care, unless the vote's decided by a margin of one, I don't care either.
They've already gone off with them.
Just, I'm sorry.
Let's just redo it.
Just do it.
They go for a walk.
Okay, folks, I know our patience wears thin. We're exhausted. Please pay attention. Finance Committee, KPFA, the two candidates are Tracy Rosenberg and Brian Edwards Tiegert. Please mark down your choices again. We will collect them. Hopefully, we will collect them all this time.
Oh, Katia wasn't there.
We're re-voting.
She'll be back in a second.
It's okay. Thank you.
Alex waiting here.
You do.
We have to vote again.
Is she the one that takes the vote?
It's almost over with Alex.
Okay. Yes, KPFA.
I mean, we're big people.
Let's finish this.
Please vote and turn it in.
Okay. Okay.
Just two more votes.
Just hold your hand up when your ballot's complete.
Yes.
Just to be on the safe side, right?
The only reason we have to revote is
people having different meetings. Right now, okay. People not checking what they're doing.
Is that
I got to read all
for some reason we had 22 people, but only 21 ballots. We didn't know who.
So somebody been sleeping.
I'm going to.
Somebody been sleeping. That's right.
This is why I said now there are ballots before they did
I'm not going to revote. That's all I know.
You just did.
Not again.
Check Bob's pockets.
Make sure you actually got all the ballots.
Sickening.
There's no.
All right, on to the next thing.
Have they all been collected?
I think we should switch chats.
Okay, gentlemen, if you please count them again, just to make sure you have the requisite number of ballots, and we'll do ballot distribution while you count the results. Thank you. Just tell me we've got all the ballots, please. You know, I'm required by decorum to conduct myself in a certain manner, Mitchell.
KPFK.
Oh, you too. All right, KPFK, folks, while they're counting. Okay, the next signal area is going to be KPFK. The two candidates are John Crumshaw and Brenda Medina. So as soon as we verified that the requisite number of ballots were in fact collected, Jessica will begin distributing at that point.
Wait, please. Who's going to distribute? One person or two people?
That's okay, as long as...
Do we have 22?
We got 22 this time. Yay.
All right.
Okay, so now the ballots are being distributed for KPFK, still for the Finance Committee, and the two candidates are John Crumshaw and Brenda Medina. Please write down your choice. Thank you. John Crumshaw and Brenda Medina. Thank you.
If you knew what they did.
Why are you handing
One side.
There was one person on each side handing out the ballots.
Carolyn, someone else just helped me do two other votes.
One short.
Thank you, ladies. When your ballots are completed, please hold them up, and as soon as they give us the count on the previous one, they'll collect them. I guess you might as well relax. Hold on, they're still counting results. Gentlemen?
For finance, right?
Do you have results?
What is this, STV on two people? We're almost there. Yes, Brenda.
For the following two elections, can I recommend that only one person hand out the ballots, not two?
Okay. I don't know what just went wrong. Okay. That's fine. Well, you know, they're opening the Oscar envelopes tonight, too, so we have lots of drama. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, folks, can I have your attention, please? We have Tracy Rosenberg, 14, Brian Edwards Tiegert, 7, Lizette King, 1. A true write-in candidate.
That's because I wrote my own name.
That's what she said. She was annoyed about having to vote a second time.
She said she's not going to vote.
Okay, please, please collect the next round of ballots, please. Thank you. Make sure and let.
I realize too late. Serious, I realize it's too late.
It has three witnesses who verified it's empty and did the vote count. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, it's right here.
Not at all. I'm as fresh as I was at 7 this morning. Are you kidding? That's the getting punchy part.
Oh, here, that's right here. It's 14.
So we're good now, right? Now we can see the true impact. You know, under normal circumstances, it's just...
Mitchell and Bob, same phone call. Please make sure we have the phone.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank. So, folks, while they're verifying the proper number of ballots, again, the next election, if I can have all the members' attention, thank you, is WBAI. For the Finance Committee, the two candidates are Manajay Saba and Serene Roberts. So as soon as we verify the ballot count, we'll distribute ballots. So please pick your candidate for that signal area. Thank you. Not to be harsh, but I'm going to wait till I know we've got 22 ballots again. Thank you.
I know. What does it matter if they're two?
They've got all the...
We still have the same numbers. Let's divide them, don't they?
22? Thank you. Okay, you may distribute the ballots. Again, you're voting for the Finance Committee Director from WBAI, and your choices are Manajay Saba and Serene Roberts. Thank you.
Did you get yours?
Yes.
Oh,
All right, here we go.
I'm for Luzette. You'll never live that down, Luzette.
I know.
Your blood sugar must be really
right,
bad.
Right the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'll catch up with you. Go ahead and find their balance. I'm sorry.
All right.
3 out of 4. Right. Oh, I didn't even say that. Yes, I know. See, that's how bad it is. Okay.
Wait, Craig. More balance.
I'm sorry. That would have been
here you are, Frank. Thank you so much. Sorry. Thank you, guys.
Okay, I have results on the previous election. John Crumshow, 14. Brenda Medina, 8. Thank you.
Crumshow, 14. Medina, 8.
Okay, folks. The last of the ballots are being collected there. We'll allow them to verify ballot count, and then the next ballots will be passed out, and this will be our last set, which should be a relief to everyone. And that is for WPFW. If I could have your attention again, please. Thank you. WPFW for the Finance Committee, and the two candidates are Luzette King and Tony Norman. So as soon as we verify ballot count, the ballots will be passed out. Please pick your candidate. Thank you. Gentlemen? And freedom is near.
Write your name.
Wait, 1 second. I know. See, you're like, I'm ready.
I confess.
I get that. We have 22 ballots. Thank you, gentlemen. You, Jessica, you can pass out the ballots now. Again, this is WPFW, and your candidates are Luzette King or Tony Norman. Thank you. For the Finance Committee still. And this will be the last of the committee elections for this evening, and we'll adjourn right after this vote. I will announce the rest of the committee membership before we adjourn. That's the only other thing that'll have to happen, okay? Thank you. Yes, I could do that. Thank you, Serene. Excellent. My blood sugar's low, too. Okay. She's passing out ballots. I'm going to wait. And when he does that last collection, I can do it while they're doing that count. Yes. Or Tony. Luzette King or Tony Norman are your candidates.
Oh, sure, honey. Oh, my God. You're desperate. Yeah.
I would have given it to you hours ago. You know this thing has been sitting here.
Thank you.
Thank you, ballot collection. Thank you. Yes. All right, we have ballot results from the previous ballot on WBAI.
Need Benito's vote here. Okay, keep going here.
Okay, we're collecting the PFW ballots and the ballots on WBAI. It was Manajay Saba, 13, Serene Roberts, 9. Congratulations.
Oh.
You're on the Finance Committee.
Finance.
Thank you.
I have 2 or 3 other conference calls I have to be on.
All right, I will announce the results of the other committee selections while they count the final set of ballots for WPFW. On the Affiliates Task Force, KPFK Director John Crumshow, KPFT Teresa Allen, and Jessica... I'm sorry, Affiliates Task Force. I'll slide in. Affiliates Task Force, KPFK, John Crumb Show, KPFT, Teresa Allen, and Jessica Apollinar. WBAI, Carolyn Burden, and Serene Roberts. WPFW, Katia Stitt, and both Heather Gray and Janice Lane Ewart as affiliates. Coordinating Committee, KPFK, Margie Wilkinson, KPFK, Brent...
KPFA.
I said KPFA.
No.
I did not? I said KPFK twice?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. KPFA, Margie Wilkinson, KPFK, Brenda Medina, KPFT, Teresa Allen, WBAI, Serene Roberts, WPFW, Katia Stitt, and affiliates, Heather Gray. Development Task Force, KPFA, Margie Wilkinson, KPFK, Brenda Medina, KPFT, Teresa Allen, Jessica Apollinar, WBAI, Janet Coleman, WPFW does not have anyone signed up yet, and affiliates, Heather Gray. Finance Committee, obviously we've just been voting upon. Programming Task Force, KPFA, Dan Siegel. KPFK does not yet have a director on there. KPF Programming. Dan Siegel for KPFA, no one yet for KPFK. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. WBAI, Janet Coleman. Okay, KPFK, John Crumb Show, Programming. Thank you, John. And WPFW, Benito Diaz. Okay, and on Technology Task Force, KPFA, Tracy Rosenberg. KPFK does not have a director yet. KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. WBAI does not have a director yet on technology, and neither does WPFW. So, thank you. We have two on technology thus far. Yes. There's a question from Katia Stitt.
If there are folks at our signal area, either through our board or programmers, that are better suited, like that know technology, for instance, than any of us, can they populate?
The LSB is allowed to populate onto LSB the committees as well. So if you have a technologically inclined members, by all means, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden for New York for BAI, technology. Thank you. Sure. Okay, great. So we have two directors from New York now. And I have the results. Just give me 1 second, please. Okay. Sorry. Okay. There we go. All righty, folks. And on the final election for the Finance Committee from WPFW, the results are Luzette King, 10, Tony Norman, 12. Congratulations, everyone. You're on several committees, many of you now. And the rest will be on several by tomorrow.
One thing.
Oh, thank you.
I did notice there were some openings for
Kay.
Audit. Those people that...
No, we weren't dealing with that tonight.
So tomorrow that I'll have to go around.
Oh, yeah. No. Once we deal with the other contentious issues regarding committee population, then we'll fill up the rest of the committees. All right, everyone. That is what we agreed to. The meeting is adjourned for today. I thank you all for your patience and time. 9 a.m. promptly tomorrow in closed session. Yes. The only public session that was noticed is from 1 to 2 p.m. tomorrow. So... We'll probably keep it as open session anyhow in case we have to announce anything, report anything, or vote on anything right after closed session, okay? Thank you. All right, thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.